صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Hussein was the second son of Imam Ali and Sayyida Fatima, peace be upon them. He is the third of our holy Imams, alayhim salam. Just like for his older brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the Prophet, peace be upon him, took Imam Hussein in his arms and recited Adhan in his righty and the Iqama in his lefty. Then he named him Hussein. The Holy Prophet's eyes filled with tears and said, "An unjust group shall slay him after me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive them of my intercession." The Holy Imam grew up under the guidance of his grandfather, who loved him very much. He used to say, "Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein." He also said Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Of the personal qualities of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is firm determination and a strong will that he had inherited from his grandfather, peace be upon him. It was he who raised the slogan of human greatness and constructed the path of honor and respect. Thus, he did not bend before Bani Umayyah. He preferred death in the shades of spears. Muawiyah was busy stirring up trouble in every way he could. Muawiyah violated every condition of the agreement, and the only thing he had left to do was to nominate his son Yazid as his successor. Thus, Muawiyah devoted the rest of his life to securing the Khalifat for his unworthy son. Slowly, by bribing, threatening, and killing any opposition, he began to achieve his objective. When Muawiyah died, he secured Yazid as the next Khalif. He had committed the worst possible crimes to make this possible and had killed many pious people. Yazid wrote to his governor in Medina demanding the oath of allegiance from Imam Hussein alayhi salam right away. The holy Imam alayhi salam refused this demand, but he had to leave Medina because his presence would mean danger for the Muslims of that city. The holy Imam left with his family for Mecca and then for Kufa, whose citizens had sent numerous letters for him to come to their city to serve their needs. On his way, he was diverted to Karbala by a unit of Yazid's army. The forces of Yazid surrounded Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family members and companions in the desert of Karbala, and then brutally killed him and all the men after denying them access to water. Imam Hussein and his companions fought their enemies bravely from early morning until late afternoon. The men with Imam Hussein alayhi salam were beheaded after their martyrdom and their heads were put on spears. The women, the sick and the children were taken as prisoners. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is buried in Karbala where his shrine stands today. The Prophet, peace be upon him, loved Imam Hussein and said, "Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein." Islam and its laws survived because of Imam Hussein's bravery and courageous stand against Yazid and the Umayyad regime. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is known as Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of all martyrs, and even today he inspires courage to the oppressed to stand up for their rights against oppressors.
Allahumma salli ala